when we classified financial services from the point of giving funds and not giving funds. We classified it fund-based and non-fund-based. Now, when we consider another classification of retail financial services and wholesale financial services, we have to look into another aspect. That is on the basis of service offering to a particular group. And when we call it group, these are the consumers. So what does retail financial service mean? These are the services provided to individuals and small and medium business entities. When we talk about large corporates, these are called as the wholesale financial services. So this is another way, and based on this classification, we also have various specialized financial services catering to retail customers, catering to wholesale customers. Let's see them. When we talk about retail financial services, it can be further categorized into acceptance of deposits, lending, and investments of funds, which are basically in the form of advisory services. So deposits again can be classified into term deposits and non-term deposits. When we say term deposits, these are fixed deposits kept for a longer period. We say non-term deposits, these are demand deposits in the form of saving account, current account. Lending to the borrower, again in lending we can specify, categorize them into secured lending, unsecured lending. Whenever lending is done against security, we call it as secured lending. Whenever there is no security offered, like personal loans, we call it as unsecured lending. Third important aspect, the modern aspect, over and above the services of accepting of deposits and lending, we have advisory services in the form of investments of funds in stock market, mutual funds, insurance, etc. Let us go more further into acceptance of deposits. A bank accepts money from its customers and keeps the funds into interest-bearing account like saving account, fixed deposit account, recurring deposit accounts, flexi deposit accounts. These are again a hybrid between demand and time deposits or non-interest-bearing accounts like current accounts as per the request of the customer. So a customer has a choice to open either a demand deposit or a term deposit. When deposits are payable on demand, customer has to open a saving account, current account, and fixed deposit on when the money is payable on maturity. Flexi deposits are a hybrid of demand and fixed deposits. It not only allows you to keep your deposit and transfer money from your savings account to a fixed deposit account, but as and when you require money, your money kept in fixed deposit will be transferred to your savings account and that can be utilized for your need. So flexi deposit acts like a hybrid deposit of a demand deposit and term deposit. Next we come to lending, especially retail lending, individuals and small business. Now these are the small ticket lendings in the form of personal loans, vehicle loans, educational loans, housing loans, gold loans, loan against property, credit card loans, etc. And when it comes to businesses, we have already seen it can be in the form of working capital finance, which includes a mix of either cash credit, overdraft, demand loans, or bills, purchase and discounting, and even term loans. The third aspect is based on more funds available with the customer. He doesn't know where to invest, which markets to tap, and here comes the expertise of the financial service provider or the banker. With the growth in consumerism, availability of more money in the pockets of the working class and growth of capital markets, banks have introduced various advisory services on their own or with specialists which includes financial advisors, stockbrokers, fund managers, investment banks, mutual funds, as well as insurance companies. Customers are willing to pay fees to get the best expertise from the banks, and banks in turn help the customers grow their money by optimum utilization at the minimum risk. Those who don't want to take risk by investing directly into the capital markets, they have another option in the form of mutual funds. In mutual funds, customer doesn't have to invest on its own. He gives the money to the fund manager who has experts in investing. So the fund manager uses his expertise, and based on the objective for which the fund was created, he invests it, and whatever returns are earned, that gets distributed between all the unit holders after a deduction, some charges for the mutual fund administration. So mutual funds are marketed as products exposing investors to low risk and giving options to invest in small chunks, like in systematic investment plan or in larger chunks as well. Mutual funds give both large and small investors the benefit of trained, experienced and specialized management together with continuous supervision. Like mutual fund takes care of those who wants to leverage on the experts' knowledge and experience. This is specifically for investment point of view. We have insurance services to take care of risk of loss due to untimely death of the customer or damage to his properties. Now, insurance is actually an indirect model, means the selling happens through the agent. However, insurance companies have started tying up with financial service providers who already have a big customer database, who already have a big network. And whenever a banker sells insurance products in their premises, a new sort of business has emerged in the form of bank assurance. In bank assurance, financial service provider like the bank staff and tellers sell an insurance product. They become a point of sale. Even though the selling is done by a banker, the back office work, that is issuance to administration to settlement, is actually done by the insurance company. Bank staffs are advised and supported by the insurance company through product information, marketing campaigns, as well as sales training. The bank and the insurance company share the commission. So this becomes a very good revenue from non-fund-based services of the bank. Now let us see about wholesale financial services. Wholesale financial services are provided to large corporates, as we have seen before. Since there is a huge outlay as per the requirements of these large corporates in compared to the individual and small business enterprise in the retail customers, special expertise is required for providing wholesale financial services. Since this requires a special expertise and the number of large corporates are few, these services are restricted to wholesale market only. And these services includes merchant banking. Here banks are engaged in the business of issue management, either by making arrangements regarding buying, selling or subscribing to the securities, acting as managers, consultants, advisors or rendering corporate advice services in relation to issue management. Here the bank should have a merchant banking license from SEBI. Another important type of financial service provided to the wholesale customers, that is the corporates, is the bankers to the issue. Whenever this large corporates wants to tap the market by issue of IPOs or further issue of capital, they have to appoint a banker to an issue as per the SEBI guidelines. So here, banker is again having a license from SEBI to act as an banker to an issue, and banks are engaged in activities such as acceptance of application forms along with application money from the investors in respect of issue of capital and refund of application money. The third important non-financial services, services provided to the large corporates are underwriting of new securities for both debt and equity instruments. In underwriting, financial intermediaries arrange to sell securities to the company or to public or to other institutions for a fee. And if the security or it is not, the issue is not subscribed fully, then underwriters agree to take up the securities which are not fully subscribed. So that assurance is given for the corporates, so they won't mind paying fee. And on the other side, the underwriters are sure that the issue would be subscribed. The fourth important service provided to wholesale customers are debenture trustee. Here again, whenever debentures are to be issued, debenture trustees are to be appointed. And this debenture trustee again should have a license from SEBI. Here again, bank can act as a debenture trustee for a trust deed needed for securing any issue of debenture by a company. Here again, bank can earn certain fees. Portfolio managers is very common today. Bank advises their clients, which can be large corporates, to invest in the market or to raise money from the market. But when we talk about portfolio managers, this is on behalf of the clients, bankers to the management, administration of portfolio of securities, funds of the clients. They design the portfolio, they optimize the portfolio so that the wealth of the corporates are maximized with minimal risk. Next important facility provided by the banks or the financial service providers to large corporates are corporate restructuring, especially in the modern times. Lots of companies are emerging. Lots of restructuring has to happen on strategic points. But just like a banker acts as a financial intermediary between a person who saves and a person who wants to borrow, bank does a beautiful role as a restructuring agent. Bank provides advisory services for profitable business growth internally through the process of introducing, developing new products, cash management, funds management, expanding and enlarging capacity of existing products through the process of acquisitions of existing business firms. So someone else's benefits can become your benefit if you have a type of restructuring. The acquisitions may be in the form of mergers, actual acquisitions, amalgamations, takeovers, absorptions, consolidation, etc. This requires a high level expertise when you deal with the balance sheets, when we deal with the strategies, when you try to understand the products, and when you see which best possible combination can serve better for a new entity that would emerge after the restructuring arrangement. Next important facility to wholesaler is factoring and forfeiting. Factoring is a fund base we have already seen, just like bills financing, but in addition to bills financing, it provides collections of receivables as well as administration of the bills portfolio. A bank can act as a factor to maintain and administer the sales ledger as well as provide collection facilities of accounts receivables. So this is a all-in-one service provided relating to the receivables portfolio of the corporate, and corporates are more than happy for a banker to handle entire portfolio and report to them on periodical basis. When we talk about factoring, it largely deals with inland finance, bills financing, whereas forfeiting is a form of financing of receivables pertaining to international trades. So forfeiting involves purchase of trade bills, promissory notes by a bank without recourse to the seller. So this is also an expert service provided by the banker for which it charges fees to its clients. Next important service for large corporate is the hire purchase finance, where bank arranges finance for the goods to be sold at a future date. Till then, the corporate will get the rentals or the installments, and once all the installments are received, the bank financing is also squared off. In turn, the bank will receive the interest and the corporate will get the support of getting those goods for giving it on hire purchase. Like in hire purchase, the asset is transferred after payment of installments. In leasing, you don't own, but you use and pay the rent. Leasing is a process in which the company can obtain use of certain fixed assets for which it must make periodical payment of lease rentals. At the end of the payment, the asset reverts back to the lessor and the banks can arrange finance for payment of lease rentals after appraising its clients. So here, for the person who wants to take possession of the assets on lease, banker can help him to pay the rentals. On the other hand, for a person who wants to buy out such assets, here also the banker can help them to acquire the assets through financing. Venture capital financing is the new thing of financing to inject long-term capital. This is something different than your normal lending facility. Here, direct infusion of capital happens into small and medium business sectors, and it enables an investee to accomplish the corporate objectives in return for minority shareholdings in the business to acquire rights out of it. So this is not a small chunk, this is a big chunk when it comes to capital. However, based on the promise in the company that is going to come up, based on the revenues that it can generate over a period of time, the banker has its own way of analyzing whether to support capital financing or not. Then we have export finance, entire range of export credit. We have already seen the packing credit, which is called as a pre-shipment or even the post-shipment finance. Export transactions in agricultural sector, all are provided by the bank at competitive interest rates. Here it doesn't, it's not only restricted to financing. The banks have expertise to share, not only about domestic markets, but about international markets. The banks have a very beautiful collaboration with specialized institutions like Export-Import Bank, the export specialist in the foreign countries where these exporters want to do exports. So bank not only does the funding activity, but also does the research, the actual arranging of exhibitions for marketing and advertising, a support, beautiful support provided to an exporter who by sitting over here may not be able to gather. So bank charges him fees as well as recovers interest for the funds that are lent to him. Bank offers variety of advisory and value-added information services aimed at investment, promotion and assistance to Indian companies to enable them establish their products in overseas market. Now we turn to another type of financial service provider, which are non-banking finance companies. Non-banking finance companies continue a significant element of organization of the Indian financial system, because everything cannot be provided by the banks to all types of customers. There are certain types of customers who may feel left out, and here comes the beautiful support provided by the NBFCs. NBFCs provide fund-based facilities as well as non-bank fund-based facilities. The fund-based facilities come in the form of equipment leasing, app purchase, business discounting, loans investing, venture capital, housing finance, factoring. We have already discussed these services in our previous slides. When it comes to fee-based or non-fund-based, issue management, portfolio management, corporate counseling, lease syndication, arranging of foreign collaboration, mergers and acquisition, capital structuring. So whatever type of services are provided by the banks can also be provided by NBFC with proper regulations, restrictions, and compliances read by the regulator. The working and operations of asset finance, loans, and investment categories of NBFCs are regulated by RBI. As far as housing finance is concerned, housing finance companies are regulated by National Housing Bank, and the capital market transactions are regulated by SEBI. So we have three different regulators. As far as asset finance, loan and investment, we have RBI. Housing finance, we have National Housing Bank, and capital market financial intermediaries are regulated by SEBI. NBFCs have played a crucial role in enhancing competition in the financial ecosystem and removing the monopoly of very few players. So NBFC, in fact, not only fills up the gap, but are proving very, very great competitors to all the players in the financial ecosystem. NBFCs are doing functions similar to banks. However, there are a few differences. Number one, they cannot accept demand deposits. Number two, they are not a part of payment and settlement system. Number three, they cannot issue checks to its customers. And at the same time, your deposit insurance facility by Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation is not available for NBFC depositors, which the banks have. Thank you.